This is Out and About on Peoria Public Radio. I'm Nathan Irwin.
And I'm Jen Gordon from Arts Partners of Central Illinois. This week, we welcome to the studio Carrie Schimmel of Sculpture Walk Peoria and local sculptor Jackie Willis. They're here to tell us more about the 2017 Sculpture Walk, which opens this Saturday in the Warehouse District. Carrie and Jackie, welcome to Out and About.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Carrie, let's start with you. Tell us a little bit about what people can expect to experience at the opening day event.
Sure. Well, this year we really tried to make it more of an event. Instead of just the sculptures, which we think are fantastic and amazing, but we know sometimes people want a little bit more. So we have added strolling musicians. We have added food trucks and food vendors. We have added a community art project, which I think is going to be super cool, painting art poles. And we also have free kids art activities. We're going to do a chalk the walk. So we have a lot of really, really fun stuff. I think the atmosphere is going to be super exciting. And I'm positively thrilled. I checked the weather forecast today, and it looks like there's not going to be any rain. Yay.
This is obviously the third year for Sculpture Walk Peoria. And I'm just curious, over those three iterations of it, how has it developed? How has it grown? I mean, are these the kinds of things that you're looking to keep adding into it just so that it continues to be fresh?
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's the really, I think, beautiful thing about the Sculpture Walk is that every year the sculptures rotate, and we have seen a good number of artists who have submitted their work as well. So we use a website, Call for Entry. So we have had artists who submitted from all over the country and even foreign countries as well. I think this year we had artists from three different countries and lots of different states. So we have really broad representation. And I think that's what makes it so cool. You know, we get the sculptures, we have them for a year, but we're really just leasing them from the artists. And after they're up for a year, then they come down and we make way for new sculptures, which is exactly what we're doing this weekend.
So Jackie, tell us a little bit about the beautiful piece that you have featured on the walk this year.
Well, if you are down there, which you should be, because this activities that you've got set up is going to be absolutely over the top. And I have to say, every sculpture walk that I've been in, this one tops it. I want you to know that you give the artists, I don't know, the perks that you give them to talk with them, to actually have somebody that's going to help them through. If you're somebody from a different country and such, you don't know Peoria, whereas I come from Peoria. But I have enjoyed it so much that I actually go to other cities and tell them they need to look into Peoria, Illinois, if they need any sort of prime example of an excellent way of taking care of their artists and how to work a sculpture walk efficiently. This is my second time being in it, which I'm amazed, and I'm so happy. I've got three Ids of Self in there, and if you happen to go down there, you'll see some blue glass globes that are inserted into two wing forms. And if you want to know something about it, I will be down there to discuss. So you need to come down. I will be there for, is it a couple hours?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
At least a couple hours with my son protection on and my wide brimmed hat.
Yeah.
So you need to come down and I will tell you everything about what three Ids of Self I have in me. And I will talk with you about your Ids.
Jackie, can you talk a little bit about what it means for a working artist to have one of your pieces selected for an event like this?
For me, it's a privilege and an honor because when I submit to different cities, and I do, out of state and such, you know, I'm usually between 200 to 600 different artists are competing for just a position because we have a hard time showing our work. It gets so large scale. I mean, for God's sake, I had to go and buy Mary Ruth's 3/4 acre lawn so I could have some place to put mine while it's going to a different city or whatever. Many sculptors don't have that, and they obviously need more space to show their work. And I have to tell you, there's so many beautiful people out there that create artwork. To have Peoria actually do this, and it's so exciting for me because every year we get to see new artwork from all these artists that I know. I used to be on the CSI board up in Chicago. There are so many of us out there, and they just want to show their work. And you guys, you really worked on the riverfront area, and everything looks so gorgeous with their work. They need to take those photos. They need photos to show other people their work, and you're giving this opportunity to them.
Carrie, now Jackie talked a little bit about how the artists experience Peoria when they come into town. Mm-hmm. And I'm wondering if you can tell us a little bit about the volunteers mm-hmm. that help to make that experience so magical and hospitable.
Yeah, absolutely. So obviously donors and volunteers are the lifeblood of Sculpture Walk Peoria. And I'm really glad that Jackie said the things that she said about our walk, because we try very hard to make it an exceptional experience for the artists. So we have something called an artist concierge. And the way the artist concierge works is, now, for, as Jackie said, she's a local, so she might not need this assistance as much as somebody else. But, for example, we have somebody coming in from Boston, Massachusetts. So, you know, they might not know, oh, well, where's a good place to eat? Or, what, you know, what is something that I must do while I'm here? You know, what's your must do or must see while I'm here? And so the artist concierge is really there to host the artist, not physically. They don't stay at their house. They're just hosting them while they're here, helping them with transportation if they need help with transportation, directions, good spots to go. And that way, when they come here, they don't feel like, okay, I'm a stranger in a strange town and I have no idea what to do with my time or how to get from point A to point B.
That is a wonderful idea.
Yeah.
That's a wonderful idea.
And
no
we
other
have,
city does that. You know that.
I'm really glad to hear mm-hmm. that. We are mm-hmm. so thrilled to hear that, because we really do try to make it a great experience for the artists. And we are so lucky because all of those concierges that we use, they're all volunteers. So they're all, you know, volunteering their time. And it's a really cool experience for them, too, because they get to, you know, connect with the artist. They get to learn more about the artist and what inspires their work. So it's a really cool opportunity for them to make a connection with the artist as well.
One of the things that I find fascinating about this event is the installation process, which turns out to be much more involved and complicated than I might have thought as an outsider.
Right.
So could each of you sort of, you know, talk a little bit about what goes into actually physically getting these sculptures into their locations before the actual sculpture walk?
Sure. I mean, Jackie will be able to offer more insight to that, obviously, than I will. But I can tell you, you know, my husband is downtown right now helping to install one of the sculptures. And so I know we have teams of people that work on installing them. And just recently, we had a sculpture installed at the ICC Peoria campus, and we literally had to use a crane to lift the sculpture over an entire building because we couldn't get a truck back there. And we have some really cool video on our Facebook page of it. It was actually a really neat thing to see. So you're right. It's a very, very involved process. Jackie, why don't you talk a little bit more about it?
Oh, my God. When I first started this, I just flipped out. I've gotten very used to this. Remember when we had a sculpture walk in Chicago, Illinois, on the lakeshore? Mm-hmm. Well, Fisher Stoltz and I were in charge of that. Mm. And it was our first time ever. So we had to deal with hoists, cranes, getting them in and out of different highways and areas where you can't get underneath underpasses and such, taking 2,000-pound pieces of metal and moving it, you know, 20, 30 feet. Well, you have to put down plywood before you can even move the crane over that ground. There's all sorts of things that go on. And as a sculptor, also these little things like, oh, did you bring your anchors? Are you going to drill your own holes? We don't have a hoist. Can you lift your piece? Like, sometimes I have to look at him and go, can you lift it?
Now, Jackie, you're from Peoria, obviously. You've been working here. You teach at Bradley. And we have a pretty robust sculpting community right here, which is really fascinating. Mm-hmm. Can you talk to a little bit about the impact that public art, specifically sculpture, stands to have on a community like Peoria?
It makes them grow. I mean, Pat Keck's in your sculpture walk. This woman has made a life-size bronze, first time in her whole life. She's made this from the clay to working all of the waxes, because you don't just pour one piece, you pour 30 pieces, and she welded it all herself. And she's a retired school teacher. And I'm going to tell you that we have sculptors that are coming out of the walls, coming over to Bradley to want to work because they see these sculptures downtown and say, I wanted to start this years ago, and now I have the time. And I just want to say thank you, because I just feel so good teaching people at any age what I do for a living. It's my love, and I have no problem putting 70 hours in it because I love what I do, mm-hmm. that they have the same kind of experience. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm here for. Mm-hmm.
Carrie, we've noted before this is the third year for Sculpture Walk Peoria, and I'm just curious, what kind of feedback, what kind of response are you getting from the community now that this is something that's been in place long enough that it's starting to become a part of the fabric of the community?
Yeah, I mean, the response has been overwhelmingly positive. You know, for the most part, people have really enjoyed seeing the sculptures. I hear from people all the time. Some people still don't know exactly what it is, but when I talk to them, they'll say, oh, yeah, I drive by those, right, downtown on Washington Street. But yes, by and large, I'd say people have been really impressed by it. And I do think that, I mean, obviously there's tons of research behind this, that public art like that really enhances the quality of life in a community. You know, access to arts and culture, those things are really, really valuable. They're really important, too, in drawing new people to the community and just making it a positive experience. So I think people have been really, really open and receptive to it. I think just the sheer number of volunteers that we have and people who, you know, have donated their money or their time to the Sculpture Walk, I think is a testament to how well received it has been.
And Carrie, talk a little bit about just the layout of Saturday. The event starts at 10, but I believe you guys are shutting down the street for this event. Can you
kind of
direct people, if they want to come, where should they park, and what's the breadth of the event?
Sure. So the street will be closed. It will be closed in the morning. So I think that they'll still have access to most of the usual parking places that they would have access to. They just won't be able to park along the street, Washington Street, simply because that's where the sculptures are installed. We don't want people to parallel park right in front of a sculpture. That would obviously ruin their view. And yeah, so we're starting at 10. We have a formal ribbon cutting under the Bob Michael Bridge on Washington Street. So the ribbon cutting is at 10, and the inaugural sculpture walk will begin immediately after the ribbon cutting. We also, for the community art project, which is, we have invited people to reserve art poles that we will be providing. We're telling them to get there at 9 because the people who are painting the poles might need longer time to finish their painting. We want them to make sure that they have plenty of time to get them done. But if you're not painting, you don't need to show up until 10. We'll have the ribbon cutting at 10. And then we just have, I think the event formally closes at 12:30. But obviously the sculptures will be there for a year. So, you know, there's no pressure to get there right at 10. But if you want to see the ribbon cutting, that's when to get there. And all along Washington Street, we'll have, like I said, strolling musicians. There will be, I think the food trucks are going to be down by the CrossFit area or underneath the Bob Michael Bridge. I think that's where they'll be. And all of the stuff, obviously, is happening along the walk, which is primarily on Washington Street.
And this is the one opportunity for the community to talk with the artists at their sculptures, correct?
Correct, yes. So we're going to have lots of cool stuff going on, but nothing is cooler than the fact that all of the artists, I think, except maybe one, and even their representatives will be there. So all of the artists will be there. They'll be on hand. They'll be by their sculptures to talk about their work. And we realize that the sculptures are going to be there for a year, but the artists will not be there for a year.
I will not be sitting there for a year. No.
So this really is the opportunity to actually talk to the artists and ask them questions about their work and what inspired them. And it's a really neat opportunity for the artists to share kind of what inspires them and what motivates them. And it's a great opportunity to get the story behind the art, which is something you wouldn't necessarily get.
And Jackie, one of the interesting things about an event like this is it's not just an opportunity for us as spectators to meet the artists, but it's also an opportunity for the artists themselves to talk and to look at each other's works. I'm just curious, from your perspective as an artist who's participated in similar events, what's the advantage to you of being able to network and connect with other people who do the kind of work that you do?
Well, you realize that we all have our own studios and they're hundreds of miles away and nobody comes to visit us because we're busy welding. So when we all get together, and I have different groups I get together, it's kind of like Christmas with the relatives, mm-hmm. where you just see each other and you bond instantly. We like to talk to each other about what's going on this year in your head. You know, what is coming out of it? You learn any new techniques? Which kind of sculpture walks you been in? Are they good? And yes, that's why you're getting numbers coming, because word's out, Peoria is hot.
Awesome.
So anyway, I love it that you're going to actually have a get-together with all the artists to get together casually and talk, because we will not have any time for the 2 hours we're out there. We're going to be so busy talking with you, the listeners here, and we will want to spend some time with each other, because I am interested in other artists. I like to see what they're doing, and, you know, that's one of those fun things you do, and thank you so much for allowing us to get together.
We've been talking with Carrie Schimmel, the coordinator of Sculpture Walk with Peoria, and with Jackie Willis, one of the sculptors whose work is featured this year. The opening celebration and the inaugural walk are tomorrow from 10 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. Thank you both for being with us today.
Thank you so much. I hope to see a lot of people on Saturday.
The Peoria Bach Festival is celebrating its 15th season this year. It coincides with the 500th anniversary of the Protestant Reformation. The festival begins with an organ concert tonight at 7:30 at Westminster Presbyterian Church in Peoria. Events continue through next Sunday, including performances of the Bach Reformation cantatas next Friday and Saturday. Most of those events will be at Trinity Lutheran Church in Peoria.
Out and About is a production of Peoria Public Radio and Arts Partners of Central Illinois. Each week, we connect you to the arts community by talking with local arts leaders and performers.
If you'd like to learn more about Peoria Public Radio, you can visit our website, peoriapublicradio.org. I'm Nathan Irwin, and this is Out and About.